Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's For Women. You are not 9 to 5 and neither are we. Conveniently open online 365 days per year, 24 hours per day.
Next, it turns out now that Ireland was kind of a front runner when it came to the practice of burning witches at the stake. We all know about Salem, but a couple of hundred years earlier than that, we were doing it in Ireland and we got there early. But it didn't become a common practice, thankfully. Finn Dwyer is historian, creator of the Irish History Podcast, which is deadly. Welcome, Finn Dwyer.
Thanks, Oliver.
And thanks for joining us. Ireland's first witch trial. We don't hear this story very often at all.
Yeah, so in 1324, long before I think we often think about witch burnings and witch trials, like you say, Salem, Kilkenny hosted, hosted is a strong word to describe.
But sold tickets and comeback tours and everything.
But the first witchcraft trial in Ireland took place in 1324 in Kilkenny. So I suppose this year is significant. It's the 700th anniversary. Yeah. But it was a dark chapter in Ireland's history, in Kilkenny's history, but one worth remembering. You know, it had a huge impact, I think, going forward internationally as well.
I think it actually says a lot for Kilkenny that Salem completely exists on this horrible thing that really happened, witch trials, and they hang out for 2 months around Halloween. Whereas Kilkenny, it's a story that you have to find, isn't it?
Yeah, I suppose I grew up in Kilkenny and it would have been known locally. But certainly I think outside of Kilkenny, it's only something that's maybe gained traction in recent years. But it is it's a fascinating story because it kind of has timeless qualities that stretch across the globe and through time in terms of the fact that the story that happened in Kilkenny in 1324 is similar to witchcraft trials that happened throughout history. It's about fears for the future, rising anxiety in society, and then people lashing out at
Someone to blame.
Yeah, well, that's exactly it. And I suppose you have bad faith actors. I suppose it's what we call them today, in that the local bishop at the time was the man who brought up the allegations of heresy and witchcraft in Kilkenny. He blamed a wealthy merchant called Alice Kittler. And I suppose in a story that is as old as the hills, the wealthy woman, Alice Kittler, would eventually evade the case, and she escaped. But it was unfortunately a poor woman, Petronella of Meath, was the one punished.
So she scarpers basically because she's a prominent person, is it?
And so Alice Kittler is the woman kind of accused as being at the centre of this kind of demonic conspiracy in Kilkenny, and it's happening at a time of rising warfare and famine and just a general uncertainty and fear of the future.
What is going on in Kilkenny in this period? What's happening in the country?
Yeah, so I suppose in the lead up to 1324, Ireland had probably experienced what might be the worst 10 years in the previous, over the last 1,000 years. It was a terrible time. There'd been an invasion from Scotland from 1315 to 1318. And then at the same time, there was what's called the Great Medieval Famine. The two of those combined probably killed 10 to 20% of the population. In the aftermath of it, you can imagine the fallout of something like that was immense. There was huge turmoil in society. And then on top of that, if people didn't have enough to worry about, there was two outbreaks of a disease that killed cattle, and they would have been very important for daily life, you know, in terms of providing food, even beasts of burden to pull ploughs. So the cattle are destroyed. Mm. So people are very, very fearful about what the future holds at stake. And I don't think you have to look too far today to see when there's rising anxiety in society. People lash out at people who have often no relationship to the problems they face, but are vulnerable. And I think that's what you see happening in Kilkenny. It's a local bishop, a man who had come from...
Misdirected anger goes... So Kilkenny, is it a wealthy place?
There would have been a lot of wealthy people, certainly. Yeah. Alice Kittler is an example. She was the woman accused, as I say, of being at the centre of this, but she would have been a very wealthy woman. Her family had actually come from Flanders. Originally, international merchants. They were bankers. And they had a lot of power. Obviously, at the time, you would have had a lot of poor people as well. But Kilkenny would have been a wealthy merchant town, where certainly the elite of the town would have been very wealthy.
2 centuries or so into what we now call the British occupation. It's more complicated.
But these people would have been very much, Kilkenny would have been very much an Anglo-Norman town, ruled by the kings of England.
And this bishop is of that heritage.
Yeah, he's a man called Richard Le Dred, kind of a suitable name to be involved in an event like this. But he had come originally from England, probably a place called Leatherhead, and that's where the name Le Dred comes from.
Oh, right, okay. Yeah. And so why does he get to point the finger?
So he's a local bishop, and he kind of comes to Kilkenny in 1317 already with these ideas that the devil is active in society. He had been in France at the papal court, and people might be familiar with the trial of the Knights Templar. So he had kind of been influenced by all these events, the idea that the devil was really active in society and that there was kind of good and evil, right and wrong, and either you were with the church or you were against the church.
And the devil tends to take the form of a woman.
Yes, and it's
In their view.
His allegations are, in hindsight, absolutely ludicrous. Then again, you probably read similar things on Twitter today. So but he makes all sorts of allegations that they're concocting potions in the skull of a decapitated robber. What's interesting about Alice is that she is accused of benefiting from a series of marriages. So she was married four times. Yes. She had three
J-Lo. Yep.
her husbands had all died before Alice, obviously, and she had benefited from these marriages.
Suspect.
Yeah, so there was no. So Alice herself may not have been entirely innocent. She wasn't guilty of witchcraft or heresy, but she may have profited from marriages and maybe have had a hand in the death of her husbands.
And in a kind of a foreboding feeling towards Ireland and our rows over land, it's the stepchildren, isn't it, of her previous marriages together.
They start to initiate kind of a case against her, and they accuse her of using magic. Now, in the medieval world, that wasn't the crazy idea it might sound like today. But it's when the bishop hears this, he thinks, no, it's not magic. That's the devil. And she's in league with the devil or demons. And he invents all these crazy claims against Alice that involve her having sex with demons and lots of strange...
imaginative bishop.
He is. You kind of wonder what was going on in his head. But
again, that's the romanticy thing where women are shifting creatures from the magical kingdom.
It's very
precursors going
on
here.
Yeah, very much so.
So she's charged then?
She's charged, and so is her son, a man called William Outlaw. And a group of other people in Kilkenny, we don't really know that much about them. We know their names, but not much else about them. And they are able to enlist very powerful people in Ireland, the wealthy people. They enlist the aid of very powerful aristocrats. They actually imprisoned the bishop at one point. But this guy, he's a driven man, a true believer. And he pushes the case and eventually overcomes these aristocratic allies and gets the backing of other church leaders in Dublin eventually. And eventually, Alice herself, an astute, shrewd woman, she realises the writing's on the wall and where this might end up. So she flees into exile, disappears from Kilkenny in the summer of 1324. We don't really know where she went or what happened to her. Only adds to the mystery.
Yeah.
Unfortunately for the people left behind, I'm sure it confirmed the idea in many minds that this woman may have been guilty of something. But ultimately, it was a woman called Petronella of Meath. We don't know very much about this woman. Petronella of Meath seems to have potentially worked for the Kittler family or been a servant of her. And the bishop arrests her. She's tortured. She admits to being a heretic. And then
allegedly.
It's like if someone is like they use euphemistic language, but I think he mentions in his own account, or an account that's generally thought to have been written by the bishop, that she was whipped. So you can only imagine what else happened in terms to extract a confession.
And there are written accounts of this.
Yeah, there are actually killing. The bishop or someone at his hand or at his instruction wrote a very detailed account of this that survives to the present day, and that account probably came quite influential in later centuries, because you see some of the ideas in Kilkenny that are around this trial come up again and again and again throughout the centuries. And
is the violence, it's a very violent event, isn't it?
It is. Well, it ends, I suppose, the most violent part of the case happens on November 2nd in 1324, when this woman, Petronella of Meath, is actually burned at the stake in Kilkenny.
Conveniently close to Halloween for
purposes of
anniversaries and so on. Is this entertainment? Is this seen as a good thing in the area? Is there a backlash afterwards? What happens?
I think there's a variety of opinions. It's certainly one account at the time says it's the first time this has ever happened. So I suppose on some level there's a surprise shock at it. It is a very fearful time, and people are very worried about the future. And I suppose the idea that the devil is at work in society is one explanation. So I think some people are willing to believe this. That said, it doesn't ever really take off in Ireland in the way that it does in, say, Germany, Scotland, and most famously in New England at Salem. You don't have this like real intense...
It doesn't go on and on.
No, no, it doesn't. It kind of peters out. The bishop overreaches. He actually accuses some of the most powerful people in Ireland of being involved in it, and that's kind of...
They, in fact, burn a man at some point, don't they?
Yeah, there are a couple of different cases. So in Dublin in 1328, there's the burning of a man called Adam Dove O'Toole, happened at Hoggan Green, that would have just been in front of Trinity College. And then in 1353, the Bishop of Waterford burned two people at Bunratty Castle. But we don't know that much about those cases. It's the Kilkenny one that survives in this really detailed account.
It's a, it's an incredible thing, our history of witches. Bishop Ledred.
Yes.
Yeah. November 2nd and so on. You've done a few, as part of National Heritage Week, you've brought people on tours around Kilkenny.
Yeah, so we went and we did a tour to look at, you know, in Kilkenny there's a lot of the places associated with the trial is still survives. You know, you can see actually the tomb of the bishop up in St. Canice's Cathedral.
Oh, St. Canice's, which is itself is a big draw to the city, isn't it?
Fantastic.
Ledred is up there.
He is,
Where does the burning take place? Do we know?
We don't know. You'd have to imagine it was outside the city walls because everything in a medieval town could burn, so you don't want to burn it. <cold. laughs> But there's lots around Kilkenny that are associated with the trial.
Do you know, maybe what I'm thinking of the burning of the stake comes to an end because they like a bit of violence, but just became hurling in Kilkenny instead, didn't it? That's why it maybe didn't catch on. What's going on with the podcast? Is that still happening?
It is, yeah. Actually, if people want to find out more about the witch trial, there's a full-length podcast that was released a couple of weeks ago that it details the whole story from start to finish.
Oh, great, because you like to leave us wanting more.
Yeah.
Finn Dwyer, is an absolute pleasure. Someone's sitting here, proud Kilkenny woman here, delighted at the way in which Finn Dwyer and the Kilkenny Library Service have gone about marking this important year, and that is the 1324 anniversary, isn't it? And other things. There's always an anniversary in Kilkenny. The medieval mile and the whole lot. Finn, thanks a million.
Thanks very much, Oliver.
Talk to you again. From